Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Wherever you at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. All my people on the roads, all my people at home, all my people at work, people at hospitals and banks and bars and security and moving stuff and shipping and logistics and safety, government workers. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm holding it down here in Atlanta, Georgia, right on Peachtree Street. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And it is you. There is no show without you, the listeners. Whether you love me, you hate me, and everything in between, I appreciate you. Just had a caller from Toronto, couldn't say that he loved me. It's okay. I don't need your love. I'll be fine. If you want to talk to me, though, I'm here. We paid our phone bill. We got a bunch of lines. They're there. 855-212-4CBS. I'll say it again. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, you can find me everywhere. I'm on the internet at JR Sport Brief. It's X, Twitter, Facebook, IG, whatever the hell you want to call it. I exist in all of these places. Right now, I exist in the studio in Atlanta as I sit and watch the many screens surrounding me. Phoenix and Utah playing it pretty close right now. Phoenix 99, Utah 97. Also, we'll get into this before we get out of here tonight. Russell Westbrook letting everybody know that, hey, I'll come off the bench. Clippers and the Rockets playing right now. Clippers lead. 57-55. I know Houston, a surprising 6-3. Clippers are trying to break a losing streak here. James Harden with 15 points. Russell Westbrook with 2 points off the bench. I guess Russell Westbrook's going to wake up one day and go, you know, would you mind trading me? That might come on next on Down the Pipe. As we've been here tonight so far, we've talked about Joe Burrow and his injury. What it means for the AFC North. It means the Bengals are done. Speaking of the AFC North, Mark Andrews is out with a broken leg. The Browns are giving Joe Flacco a look. We talked about some of the best teams in the AFC. And right before we went to break, Carissa Thompson was brought up. Carissa Thompson is a host on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football. She's also a sideline for Fox. She's a personality. She's been around for the better part of now, I want to say a little more than 15 years. And she's supposed to deliver you the goods. She's supposed to give you information throughout the course of a game. I spoke to coach. He told me that we need to do this. I spoke to player. Player X is going to be out with the XYZ injury. That's what she does during the course of a game. That's what she's supposed to do. And so earlier this week, she sounded some alarm bells when she was sitting down with Barstool, and she basically said, hey, sometimes in the past, I've made up reports. Listen to this interaction.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late, and I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
pressure
over.
Pressure the quarterback.
We need, yeah, exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Oh, I'll just make up the report. Well, a lot of people weren't happy about her comments, making that she's making sideline reporters look bad. Lisa Salters, NFL, NBA, I feel like I've been watching Lisa Salters for, I don't know, 20, 25, almost 30 years, it feels like. She says she is shocked, disappointed, disgusted. What we heard today called all sideline reporters into question. My job is an honor, a privilege, and a craft at which I've worked so hard. Trust and credibility, they mean everything to a journalist. To violate either one in any way not only makes a mockery of the profession, but it is a disservice to the players, coaches, and most importantly, the fans. Molly McGrath, another sideline reporter, has a message to young reporters. This is not normal or ethical. Coaches and players trust us with sensitive information, and if they know that you're dishonest and don't take your role seriously, you've lost all trust and credibility. Tracy Wolfson, see her all the time on CBS. This is absolutely not okay. It's not the norm and upsetting on so many levels. I take my job very seriously. I hold myself accountable for all that I say. I build trust with coaches and never make something up. I know my fellow reporters do the same. Carissa Thompson worked last night after this news broke, after this kind of went viral. She worked on Amazon, not as a sideline reporter, but as a host. There was no mention during the broadcast. Amazon was asked about this prior to the broadcast and pretty much said that, hey, what she said took place like 15 years ago, as if to say this is not relevant to now. And so 13 hours ago, Carissa Thompson did what people do. She went on social media. She went on her Instagram and said this. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. I have a responsibility to myself and my employers to clarify what is being reported. When on a podcast this week, I said I would make up reports early in my career when I worked as a sideline reporter before I transitioned to my current host role. Working in media, I understand how important words are, and I chose the wrong words to describe the situation. I am sorry. I have never lied about anything or been unethical during my time as a sports broadcaster. In the absence of a coach providing any information that could further my report, I would use information that I learned and saw during the first half to create my report. For example, if a team was 0-for-7 on a third down, that would clearly be an area they would need to improve on in the second half. In these instances, I never attributed anything I said to a player or a coach. I have nothing but respect for sideline reporters and for the tireless work they put on behind the scenes and on the field. I only am appreciative and humbled to work alongside some of the best in the business and call them some of my best friends. So she's saying she didn't attribute anything to a coach or a player. She's saying that she just gave the reports. Well, let's listen one more time to what she told Barstool. Did she? Or is she playing kind of, word salad right now? Let's listen to what she said again.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late, and I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
pressure
over.
Pressure the quarterback.
Exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
So I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Okay. All right. It could be reasonable that that is what she meant. But what's the worry about being fired for if you're sharing factual information? Like, that's the crux for me. Like, why do you have to preface, well, I didn't get fired for doing this. Why would you be fired for sharing the information? It made it sound like she insinuated that. It sounded like, hey, in lieu of speaking to a coach, I would attribute this to a coach. And so, did she just misspeak? What is she so worried about being fired for? If a team is 0-for-7 on third downs and now they need to convert in the second half, what are you worried about getting fired for? You didn't make nothing up. You made it sound like, and it made it seem, that you would attribute this to XYZ coach. And you said the coach wouldn't be mad for telling the truth. Well, why would he? Unless you were attributing it to him. It doesn't add up. It smells like crap. And so I think it's legitimate that you have some of the veteran sideline reporters that I shared with you, the Tracy Wolfsons of the world, the Lisa Salters, the Molly McGraths. It goes on past that. There are tons of reporters who put in their two cents. They're upset because they got to do the work. Let me tell you something. I don't do their job. Never have, never wanted to. Don't want to do sideline reporting. Don't want to do that. I personally don't want to go into the locker rooms. I can, but I don't want to. Because I want nothing to do with that mess. And when I say that mess, we got enough people who stand around saying that I spoke to so-and-so athlete and they told me this. Man, that's a thankless job. It's a tough job. That's why these sideline reporters, these Lisa Salters, etc., that's why they're not happy. Because it ain't easy establishing credibility to do your job for years. Some of these women, decades. To have a Carissa Thompson come through and go, yeah, I'll just make the crap up. Oh, it must be so easy, right? Sideline reporter, pretty face, go on the sideline, tell a story. Who cares, right? Nobody cares. And that's why, unfortunately, we got a lot of executives, and in the case of Carissa Thompson, I don't think a damn thing's going to happen to her. You would think that maybe something would, but hey, Amazon already said it was 15 years ago. What that got to do with us? I wouldn't be mad if she disappeared off the face of the earth. I'm not for her to disappear personally, but I mean professionally. Because I got to be honest, if Carissa Thompson walked by me at a Fox event or a CBS event, I wouldn't know who the hell she was. She may not know who the hell I am. I don't pay attention. I just watch the games. I don't know who anybody is. Not true, but I don't care about the sideline reports. Do you as a fan care? Do you as a listener care? I can understand people who work in the space not happy. Me, I just want to consume the games. I know some of the broadcasters, you know. I don't know them all. I sit in the studio most nights and I watch the game. Right now, I'm watching Phoenix and Utah. I have no idea who's calling the game because I got headphones on. I hear the sound of my own voice. I hear Shep. I hear music, and I hear you. Doesn't matter to me who's calling the game. And any information that I need from the sideline, for the most part, I got this thing called a phone. I can open it, and it tells me this guy went out or got ejected. What do I care? We know the media, and we live in it. People make things up all the damn time. Come on now. Even in this sports space, never in my life that I thought I or think I would hear something called, oh, these were alternative facts. It's just like, oh, so we just got people blatantly lying and telling you that they're lying right now. There's no such thing as an alternative fact. And so Carissa Thompson, you can go ahead and put her in the bucket with everybody else, just making up stuff to get ahead. Is it honorable? No, it's not. What she did isn't cool. And I know she tried to put some makeup and some lipstick on it and make it sound a little better. I don't think there's going to be any ramifications. I don't think there is. Because everybody nowadays is so used to people telling tall tales and fibs and lies and fabricating stories. Everybody's used to that by now. This is old hat. This story's going to blow on by and who cares? You know, if I was Lisa Salters, I'd be pissed off too. But I'm not. I'm just a dude who watches the games and hangs out around the games and hangs out on the business side of things. And I just care about the game. I don't give a damn about the report. I'm not out here gambling. I don't care if she comes and tells me fabricated information. I'm going to draw my conclusions from what I see. What she did was wrong. Is she going to get punished? No. Should she get punished? Should she get a talking to? Yes. Is it going to happen? I don't think so. Do fans care? When is the last time anybody made reference of a sideline report? If you're sitting down and watching football from morning, afternoon until night, maybe you're sitting down and you're watching three games. Plenty of people do it. Do you remember a sideline report? You remember the games? Sideline reporter pops up for 30 seconds. It says what? Anything of significance? I don't think people care. I think people are used to getting lied to at this point in time. And Carissa Thompson, just put her in line with everybody else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question. Carissa Thompson tried to explain today, says, I never fabricated, I never exaggerated, I never put words in a coach's mouth that I didn't speak to, never did it, I misspoke. Do you, as a sports fan, care? We know the reporters do. The people who work in the industry do. What say you? 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. First of all, as a fan, I do care. You know, journalistically, what she did was completely wrong. But I'm going to share another perspective. I'm a retired sideline sports reporter. And I can tell you, years ago, that when the women started coming on the sideline, they had to prove themselves hard. Those people like Pam Oliver, Michelle Montoya, Andrea Kramer, and of course you mentioned Lisa Salter, they had to build up credibility. Now, Carissa Thompson, you know what? She didn't have the credibility. They wouldn't come talk to her probably and give her the time of day because she didn't put the work in. And for her to do that, it does matter. It matters to the fans to believe that what they're seeing and hearing is the truth. And she just can't come and make it up. You know, she's trying to put the genie back in the bleach bottle and trying to clean this thing up. But all the bleach in her hair is never going to clean up this mess. And she does deserve to be fired because it's not proper. Sooner or later, some of these people have to pay the price for the garbage journalism that they're doing and the work ethic, and she's got to go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling from San Diego. And that's why I was very interested to hear it from a fan's perspective, because he certainly has the perspective of someone who's worked in the business. Not so much the same as the majority of people who just consume the product. Let's talk to Troy from Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What say you, Troy?
You know, as somebody who hasn't worked in the business, I would say that it's hard for me to care about sideline reporting. And I will say that she kind of built the foundation for her own demise by kind of explaining the irrelevancy of her position, because the whole interaction between a sideline reporter and a coach or a player is basically like, hey, you didn't do this well. Oh, yeah, we need to work on that.
hey, you didn't do this well. Oh, yeah, we need to work on that. Hey, you did this well. Yep, that's working out for us. And so it just feels like you could not have that be a job, basically. And, like, I feel bad because there's people who do a good job at that, and I'm not saying that none of them should have a job. That's terrible. But I will say that who is sitting at home right now and is on the edge of their seat for, like, oh, man, halftime's about to start. I got to see the sideline report. No, you're going to get a beer. You're going to take, you're going to the restroom. You're doing anything else. Like, it's halftime. It's not time to watch the game. When the people start playing again, that's what I'll watch.
Okay. Thank you, Troy, for calling from Tennessee. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Earlier this week, Carissa Thompson says she made up reports during games. I spoke to coach, and he said that we need to do this. Today, she clarifies, says that she didn't attribute it to anything, doing a little bit of damage control. Do you care? Is it a big deal? We know that journalistic integrity in a lot of cases has gone out the window. We know that public figures, just a lot of them, just lie out the side of their mouths. I think people are so used to it right now. Do you care? Are you upset? Are you bothered? Is the position of a sideline reporter enough for you to go, oh, Carissa Thompson lied, and you feel a certain way about it? Do you care? Do you not care? We just heard from two different perspectives. One, a fan who says, man, I don't care about no sideline reporter. And we heard from a fan who was at one point a journalist and feels that, hey, she has to pay the price. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. Carissa Thompson, first she said she lied during reporting of her sidelines, sideline reports. And now she says, oh, I misspoke. I didn't make up anything. How do you feel about this? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Getting to more of your calls on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, JR, love your show. Just wanted to tell you thank you for the shout out for my Green Wave. We are so excited about our team. Our school is a great school.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all my folks at Tulane. They're going to take on Florida Atlantic. Man, they're going to wax that ass.
How did you know that?
They're going to beat them. And say again, Shep.
How did you know that?
I don't know what.
Tulane was facing this weekend.
I keep up with New Orleans, man.
It's unbelievable.
Why? I love it out there. I love it. Have you been?
No, but JR, like, we love Tulane, but no one else in the country could have pinpointed who Tulane was playing this weekend. That's unbelievable.
What's so shocking? I love it out there. I'm not supposed to say that, being that I'm in Atlanta, but that was a little bit of a beef.
I was
talking to one of my buddies from New Orleans last night. Like, man, hey, Shub, don't be mad. One day I pop up and I'm just living there.
Wow. I mean, is Tulane paradise all of a sudden? I didn't know Tulane was that sought out.
I didn't say Tulane was paradise.
New Orleans.
I said New Orleans.
New Orleans got it. Okay, that's fair.
If I was in New Orleans, poof, I'd be teaching a class at Tulane, okay?
Yeah, it's that good, huh?
I would. I'd be teaching a class at Tulane. I would.
I mean, Superdome. I remember watching Breeze there and Sean Payton when he knew how to coach. Like, that was one of the best home field arenas that we've ever seen.
It still is.
Yeah. Well, there is a quarterback. That's the problem.
I'm gonna get cussed out by all my my folks here. I'm going to get emails from the Falcons any minute now. But there is not a place in the country that is like the Superdome. From an atmosphere perspective, it is so unique because it really takes in the culture of New Orleans. So from the music, the atmosphere, the game is like a party. The Superdome holds and keeps in noise. It is... It's a great place to watch a game.
It's not really the loudest, though, right?
I know Seattle at one point.
Like Lumen Field, right?
whatever the hell, like Quest, Lumen, okay. Ass, Computerland, Quest. I don't know what they got. I think it's Lumen, yeah. I think they may have reached the highest decibel level. But when you're in that dome and it gets moving, bro, I don't care what the decibel levels are. It's it's crazy in there.
Carissa Thompson's, there's a tweet she put out that Heinz Field is actually the loudest that she's heard.
Well, she's continuing her lies.
Yeah. And apparently we can make up lies about her because that's allowed when you're hosting a national television program, according to Carissa. So.
Well, you know, when Joe Burrow went down last night, and same for Mark Andrews,
right. There were a lot of... I'm not trying to laugh at that. I'm sorry.
No, but right. There were a lot of fake tweets attributed to her. You know, people were saying, hey, Joe Burrow, he's going to get his finger amputated. He'll be back at halftime. Accredited to Carissa Thompson, you know, so... Earlier this week, for anyone who just tuned into the show, before we went to break, Carissa Thompson earlier this week basically said, when I was doing my sideline reports, I would make them up. And the way that she delivered this thought was that she made up speaking to the coach. And if the coach didn't talk to her, she would say something in general. I spoke to coach and, you know, we went 0 for 7 on third down. We need to do better. That's what she made it sound like. And then she put out a whole long Instagram post saying that's not what she meant, that she didn't attribute any of her reports to coaches or players that she did not speak with. But if she did not talk to a coach or a player, that she would just, you know, wing it and just state the facts and state the information. But when she spoke on Monday, she said, I haven't gotten in trouble for this. And then she also insinuated that, you know, a coach or a player, you know, wasn't mad at anything or wouldn't get mad at what she said because it was factual. And so there's a lot of ambiguity in what she said. It smells fishy. It could be true that she misspoke, but it doesn't come off that way. We have heard from a lot of upset sideline reporters, veterans, Tracy Wolfson's of the world, who don't appreciate her saying this. And today she tried to clarify, and I guess this will just go away. And look, we have heard more egregious and more outrageous when it comes to lies coming directly from, let's just say, anybody. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I got a simple question. If you're a sideline reporter, if you're media, if you're a journalist, I can understand you being upset. If you're a fan just watching a game, do you care? Do you care what the sideline reporter ever has to say? 855-212-4CBS. Zach is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, brother, I don't care because she's basically saying the coach speak that they're gonna do anyway. You got these coaches that are getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to give her 10 seconds. If she's making it up and she's accurate, I don't care.
Okay. Well, thank you, Zach, for calling from South Carolina. Carmen is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I don't have an issue with anything Carissa said or what she made up. As far as the female reporters, they're in a job that was before predominantly produced from men. And Pam Oliver, I'm sorry, in my opinion, is one of the best. And she does a tremendous job, and I enjoy what I hear from her and everyone else, that Tracy Wolfson, I enjoy what they tell me before they go back to the game. Because I might miss something, I might walk in the other room, and I might hear something I didn't know, and I enjoy that. So I enjoy the female sideline reporters, and as well as the males. I enjoy both. My other point is, would you enjoy being the quarterback for the Browns?
Well, no, Carmen. I have no desire. No thanks. Jay is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So I'm a young person in this business. I actually did sideline reporting for a high school football game tonight. I just got home from work doing that. And as a young person in this business, I feel like slapped in the face almost by what she said. Like, I get it. Like, all these fans that you have calling in from the fans' perspective, I understand it because she's not making up lies, so to speak. She's presenting everything in a factual way, and you really don't think twice about it if you're watching it from a fan's perspective. But from like a young person in this business, like I'm 25, I have higher aspirations for myself than the small market and the small television market I work in. I feel like it's a slap in the face to these young people in this business all over the country that bust their rear ends to go the extra mile to report everything factually and purport it, you know, to the journalistic code, so to speak. I just think it's a slap in the face, not just to young people in our business, but to fellow female reporters that have to fight and claw every day to, you know, prove these stereotypes about them in this business wrong. So that's just my two cents. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your show.
No, thank you, Jay, for calling from Ohio. No, that's reasonable. I mean, if you are in quote unquote competition, like there are very few of these jobs. There are very few of these gigs and opportunities. And it's a dog eat dog world. Like there are a lot of jobs, but they're hard to come by. And so if you got one person sitting at the top of the totem pole who says, oh, yeah, I'm just making stuff up. For the people who actually bust their asses, who do the work, it is a slap in the face. I would expect that from anybody who goes ahead and puts the work in. You got to feel a certain way. But if you're just, you know, Bob or Joe or Billy or Susie just sitting at home, probably don't care. I'm not surprised here that the people who have called up who are closer to the injury or industry, I should say, take issue versus the fans who just watch the games. Don't sound like they care too much. 855-212-4CBS. Freddie's calling from Milwaukee.
Yeah, so I don't care. Yeah, what she says. Yeah, I watch games and I watch the side reporters here as almost like a tradition here. Yeah, for every game here, where you during halftime or once in a while you watch a pretty girl report. I'm more interested in what the coach that she's interviewing is saying rather than what she's saying. And I think she's being treated right now here, yeah, as if she is like in a court, yeah. And the fans are like the audience sitting in a court here, yeah, that she's sworn on Bible to speak the truth only. So she's being mistreated. I think she shouldn't have been fired.
Well, she didn't get fired. So you don't got to worry about that, Freddie. You said okay. You listened to her because she's pretty. Is that what you said? Or I made that up.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And most people here, yeah, that I know here, they always want to watch. It's almost like become a tradition here that game you watch, okay, you have, yeah, you expect to be a pretty girl.
If she's ugly, you don't watch?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Freddie, for your honesty. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, have a good night. Thank you, Freddie.
That's very honest.
It is. Marco, he told the truth. He said, if she's ugly, I ain't watching.
Sounds about right.
I mean,
what are we doing?
If she's ugly, I mean, I'm not going to get into listen, I'm not getting in trouble, okay? I'm not getting in trouble.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
I just don't get it. You changing the channel? You're just not watching the game anymore? Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
What, if somebody's ugly?
It's a sideline report coming out of, like, halftime. What do you do? If they're pretty, you change the channel, you turn the TV off, you walk away, you go for a walk?
I think I was sitting here the other day, and I looked up, and I saw a lady, and I said, oh, okay. And I said, she's different. And I said, we have changed because, you know, we're used to a typecast that's on air, right? She didn't fit that typecast. And I just said, this is great. We should have everything. Like, look, you could look at an underwear commercial right now. It involves and includes everybody. So I like that. We don't need cookie-cutter everything, you know?
Since Carissa feels like she can have free reign with everything, let me ask you guys an honest question. Michelle Tafoya, Lisa Salters, Tracy Wolfson, however they look is irrelevant. They got their jobs, in my humble opinion, because they're that good at it, right?
They also happen to be good-looking.
See, I...
So, no, that's okay. The truth. It's the truth.
I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that just out of respect to these
women. That's fine.
Right.
I said it.
Okay.
That's fine.
Here's the question I have for you guys.
Yes.
Carissa Thompson, when she was young, the way I was aware of her was because she took over for Michelle Beadle on Sports Nation with the jackass that is Colin Cowherd.
Oh, that's the same lady. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
See?
Yep. And like I said, Colin Cowherd is a jackass. Now, for Carissa Thompson, in my humble opinion, this is just David Shepard speaking, I don't believe she got that job because she's great as a sports opinionist or great as a teammate when it comes to talking about sports. She got that job primarily because of the way she looks. That's my opinion. I would say the same thing about Aaron Andrews. That's also my opinion.
Looks factor into these things, man.
I would say with those two individuals, those two specifically, not to say there's not talent there, but the primary reason those two women got their job is because of the way they look. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Well,
I think that's unfair.
You do?
I do because I don't know their. I mean, I know Aaron Andrews' father was a respected journalist. I think he was in TV as well. She kind of grew up around it. She worked her way through. I don't know everybody's story, especially those two. I think it's unfair. We can look at it, but we don't know any road that anybody traveled. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for anybody unless I watched them go through it and saw the doors were opened that shouldn't have been opened because they weren't qualified. I can't do that.
I'm not saying they weren't qualified.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait it, but I think it goes without saying that a lot of these jobs, yes, how you look in the majority of cases, and I'd say historically, we can go back further and further and further. A lot of it has to do with what you look like. It does.
That's fair. And to me, it's different because it is a prerequisite. If you're going to be on TV, it's a visual medium. You have to be visually pleasing. And that's both sides. That's all with everybody. It's worse for women, obviously, than it is for men. But
terrible.
I do think that that's part of a visual thing. I mean, there's a reason why we joke about a face for radio.
That's right.
But ugly as TV, it's hard to watch.
But I don't think Howard Cosell was, you know, Don Juan. Like,
but there's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a double standard there. Standard. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Go.
I don't think the late great Hank Greenberg was either Robert Redford.
Again, the double standard is there. There's no doubt.
We ain't talking about dudes, man.
Right.
Yeah. Now, and it's harder for women, no doubt, and it's easier if you're easier on the eyes.
And I think that's what makes it so difficult is Carissa Thompson, for all intents and purposes, is a really good-looking human being. So when she's saying this, it doesn't bode well for people, specifically women, that are very good-looking in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts
them. That's why you got the backlash you got. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No doubt about it. But, you know, in a general sense, it's not just sports. It could be anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, in every entertainment medium, and it doesn't mean it's right, looks play a part. I don't care if it's your local news. I don't care if it's the national news. Let me tell you something. I don't think I've ever turned on Good Morning America and said, oh, man, that lady make me want to change the channel. That's not how it is. That's the business. This is the business that we're in. And, yeah, when someone like her says something like she did and doesn't provide clarity, and now she's been raked through the coals and now she apologized, it's tough. And it makes other people, especially women, it makes it more difficult for them to be legitimized in their work. You know, I think anybody who does work, really works, wants to be recognized for it. And what she did and what she said this week is making it difficult. I mean, those type of things, maybe you shouldn't joke about them. I think she's learned her lesson, maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We got a lot of people with a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions. I see the Phoenix Suns in Utah going at it, a good game. Oh, yeah, Bradley Beal. He's watching from the sidelines just like me. What a shot.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The only reason I call, you made me laugh my ass off. I nearly collapsed on the floor with laughter when I turned you on. The first thing you said, and I think you should start writing some of this down and compile it into a book.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, listen, folks, I know how to multitask. I can sit here and talk to you about Carissa Thompson, argue about Joe Flacco, tell you that the Bengals are going to stink, and I can sit here and watch multiple games at one time. And I just watched a hell of a game. Kevin Durant lost his mind tonight. The Phoenix Suns beat the Utah Jazz 131-128. Durant, 38 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He was 6 of 8 from downtown. He was 15 of 22 from the field overall. Devin Booker pours in 24 points. And even here at the end of the game, Kevin Durant went into the lane for a dunk against John Collins and tried to end him with a one-handed hammer slam. And I'm like, okay, Kevin, just relax and chill. Unfortunately, no Bradley Beal. Still dealing with a back issue. It's been reported that Bradley Beal is going to miss the next 3 weeks with this back. And the last time we heard about an NBA player with a back, it was Ben Simmons. And tell me how that worked out. So I certainly hope that Bradley Beal isn't on the same wavelength there. Kevin Durant did talk about this earlier today, and he had a message for Bradley Beal. Listen to this.
Hope it takes time. We'll hold it down for him. We care about his health and his career moving forward. I mean, these games are important to us, and we want him out there, but it's not more important than his health and his career and his longevity in his career. So just told him to keep, you know, keep working, and we'll hold it down, and when he comes back, we'll make it as easy as we can for him.
Well, damn it, I hope he comes back. I hope he comes back healthy, too. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Officer Walker. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, officer, you're live.
Can you hear me, JR?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
I just want to piggyback off some of your statements from earlier about New Orleans. Hey, man, don't get ran off from Atlanta with them statements, man. Hey, but the atmosphere is phenomenal in New Orleans, and, you know, I'm originally from Louisiana, so it's phenomenal, man. And it's ironic that you say that because this week is our bye week. But our next opponent is Atlanta, so just be careful out there. But I did want to agree with you on that.
Thank you. Why are you whispering? You at work? You at the precinct?
Yeah, I'm at work, man. I just wanted to be real quick and brief.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, go protect some things, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Be safe. Thank you so much, Officer Walker. Thank you. Hey, Shep, he's doing real serious business right now.
I wouldn't deny that, man.
Protecting Houston.
That's a very subdued Officer Walker. We're used to him being a lot more animated.
Oh, you know him?
Well, he calls the show a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to no Officer Walker.
I am 1,000% sure you have spoken to this man like 7 times.
7 times?
Yeah, he calls a bunch, JR. I mean, in fairness.
Not Officer Walker.
I'm telling you, he calls a lot. Yes.
I say Officer Walker?
Yeah. You don't remember having the conversation with like an officer in Houston at one point?
And yeah, but that's not the one that's a different guy.
No, the same guy.
That's not the dude who gave the guy a ticket?
I think it's the guy who gave the guy a ticket, yes.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
It's two different dudes.
No, this is the guy that calls from Houston and he eventually got revealed that he's an officer. So I just put on the screen, you know, just out of respect for him. I feel like if you're a coach or an officer, you should always be called coach and officer no matter what you do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I can't hang up on him. You know, I can't
do that. No, you can't be like certain people at the Fan and hang up on Giants legends.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's what I'm saying.
Talking about Carl Banks getting hung up on by Sal, right?
But that's what I'm saying. You're not that type of human being.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, you
Sal
wouldn't.
Said sorry. What do we want from Sal?
Did he?
He did. He said he called him and apologized.
Oh, good. Good. Good for Sal.
Yeah. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll hang up on you if you're being an ass. Believe it. Get some more of your calls on the other side. And we got some NBA. LeBron lost his mind, too.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.